Shalom, this is Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. This week we're going to take a look at the Haftarah for Parshat Naso. That is the additional reading from the prophets that happens in the service after a Torah reading. And we're going to talk a little bit about lessons learned from the story that involves the birth of Samson from the book of Judges. Again, I thank you so much for joining me. Shalom. Shalom. The Torah portion of Naso contains an interesting mixture of various episodes. There's a counting at the beginning of it. Then there's the sota water, the issues regarding the Birkat Kohanim, the priestly benediction that we often end our services with. And then we get to this person or status of people called a Nazir. The Nazir, if you think about it, was somewhat of a pseudo-priest. The person would assume certain strict notions of cleanliness and sacred observance for a short period of time. This is what happened with any Nazir in the Torah, except in our Haftarah. Most of our Torah revolves around holiness or peace, achieving a higher status, and then we get to... Now we get to the story of Samson's birth. Then there's the story of Manoach. Manoach has an unnamed wife, and the angel appears to his wife, announcing that she will bear a child, and he will be a Nazir for life. And the laws of a Nazir are then recounted at that point. The wife goes back and tells Manoach what's going on, and Manoach needs to see and hear for himself. And this whole scene plays out again. You know, I kind of wonder, what was Manoach thinking? He offers his creature food. Was this a test? He asks the messenger his name. The messenger says, don't ask. Only when the angel goes up in the fire of the sacrifice does the text actually tell us that Manoach believed. Manoach is very difficult in terms of a character because he's central to the story and yet at the same time, oi. So Manoach is considered to be a fool according to Berachot 61a for the politically incorrect reason of, according to the text, Manoach followed his wife, which in my life I always find that following my wife is usually a better thing to do than a worse thing to do, but we will stop that discussion now. Manoach is possibly a fool, and yet Manoach is all around us. He lives in our society. He might be on the board of a synagogue. And most troubling, Manoach is in each of us. Manoach wants importance. He wants the prophecy his wife received, yet he is timid in accepting that prophecy and accepting what it will then mean. Manoach tests, and only the miraculous convinces him. And even when he is finally a believer, he still turns to his wife and says, Vayomer Manoach el ishto mot namut ki Elohim ra'inu. And Manoach said to his wife, we're going to die since we've seen God. Little did Manoach think of the prophecy and how, well, his continued existence was kind of necessary for the plan announced by the angel. The search for trying to aspire in the world to being with meaning. I tie this back to a phrase that occurs in this Haftarah, and it's found in Judges 13, chapter 13, verse 19. When we pray Asher Yatzar, it concludes with the blessing that comes from the words found in this Haftarah, Maflil La'asot, God who does wonders. As we learn, may we acknowledge the Manoach, the doubter in each of us. May we also strive to be like Manoach's wife. May we, like her, find purpose and understanding and be able to embrace them. May we, like her, have the patience to bring the doubters around, and especially the doubt in ourselves, to acknowledge the possibilities before each of us. May we, like this uncelebrated heroine and unnamed woman, speak truth to fears and find a way to transcend them. Shalom.